Now, the name Hub, Chuchu, a lot of people don't know where the name comes from.
Yeah.
And they translate it as the migration Hub, meaning to move. But they are the run short. We don't know how it goes further. But because our language, the key to our language is lost, nobody takes notice of these things anymore. If you watch it very carefully, we have who is heaven, the source of creation. But is the mother of creation. And he is the first region of creation. And he is where we are now. So our forefathers, they give cosmological names to their places. Now when they say Hub-Tutu, it means in from the original home, where they were, where they came from. They were living in provinces called Home and Ba. So they say Hub-Tutu, our migration from Home and Ba. If you come to the Hub-Tutu, there is a ceremony they do. We call it Muzago. Muzago. The Muzago is a type of dance where they move backward. It's a cultic dance where they move. They take four steps forward, two steps backward, four steps back forward, two steps backward. That has also its own meaning. But now, during the Hubbard Festival, they dance this backward, like this. In the front of the dancers, you find two men holding two hands, two old hands. They tie them on the long, that's the mid palm, the rope made of palm, the oil palm. And they are drawing this palm, they draw them backward like this, as the dancers move forward, backward. The two men hold the hands and they draw them on the ground, and their hands spread their wings and they wipe their footprints backward away. They simply wipe their footprints away. Now that is a symbol. They are telling you we are a group of people, enigmatic. If you want to know who we are, we must trace our footprints backward. But remember, we have wiped our footprints from the sand of time. So you will not know who we are, really we are. That is the meaning of that ceremony. So they are dancing backward while they are wiping their footprints away. Originally, we were not called Ewes. The name Ewe appeared only in Nigeria, when we were in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Ketu in Nigeria, north of Ketu, there is a small village there called Ewe.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the name Ewe started appearing. But before this time, they never named themselves Ewes. They were changing names. Originally, Mimodawe Liko Meja Amuedu. Lilo suda weli kubiya. Amu edu. Lilo suda weli kubiya. Amu edu. Vudu da weli kubiya. Amuedo iloso dawe di kumija amuedo o ye divinities embodied in nature awake and rejoice for men the blissful deathless beings have appeared. O ye divinities embodied in nature, awake and rejoice, for men, the blissful, deathless ones, have appeared. This song takes us to the very beginnings of life, when the first human beings appeared on the scene. They crept out of water, and the mother goddess was calling the whole of nature to rejoice that the human beings have come. It's a long story. It was at the end of evolution of nature. Life crept out of water. The first human life evolved in water. When God created everything, and the earth was settled, then God started evoking life. Evoking life, calling life to come. Because the mother goddess itself is called Hab. Hab. Hab means blissful sound. And life, the human beings, everything is called Hab. So when the mother goddess started calling life. Ahunzango yo sawiadi ha sawiamato sawiamato. Etotogi widi luhu. You betotogi widi fumaki yauto. Abanuka wunu hiahi. Ibanuka wunu hiahu bet Thomas ame mielahi. Even who care who knew here who? Even who care who knew here who? But Thomas Ami Miller who? He who don't go you, Sawyer, the house, Sawyer, a totogi weedy. Even totogi weedy. When the mother goddess started evoking life, I believe. There came no response. When finally the response came, it came out of the depths of the oceans. And the mother goddess asked, why is it so? And life responded, it is a time of water. We are in the time of water, Aquarian time. So the first living being was called Hamweba. Hamweba, which became Amweba. The Americans call it better. They say Ameba. It's the human beings on the way. So from that Ameba or Amweba, originally, it is a blissful, deathless human beings on the way. started evolution of nature. At the end of that long process of evolution, the human beings appeared out of the dolphins. So, amoeba becomes hamoedu. Hamoedu. That is, the human beings have come. This is the first song I sang to you. Then from Ketu, they moved to Dahuma. Homina ho banyigba nangova homina ho banyigba lo. Shitahume homina ho banyigba nango. Homina ho banyigba nangova homina ho banyigba lo. Shitahume homina ho banyigba nango. A ticket of a chicata, we don't have home in a home when you malo. Oh, she told me, home in a home when you malo. A ticket of a chicata, we don't have home in a home when you malo. Oh, she told me, home in a home when you malo. Bobo home in a home, and you banamo home in a home when you malo. Oh, she told me, home in a home when you malo. Arise, and let us go to fight. The home is threatened by catastrophe. Rise and let us go. So they build Dahuma. Very clear. Probably when they were in Dahuma, the Yoruba started following them, harassing them. So they had to fight. So because of that harassment, they started again towards the west. They came to Dubbo, Dubbo in Togo. Then from Dubbo, they moved again northwards to build Mochi. A part of the Aves, they didn't move to Mochi. They rather moved direct from Ghana. My family, we didn't move through Nigeria. We rather moved with the Akans direct from Ghana. We came to Gonja, to the Gonjas. That's why if you go to the Gonja land, you see the same practices, the cultural practices. Then from the Gonjas, we moved to Techiman, Bronhafu. From Techiman, we came to Kumasi among the Asians because we were one of the same group. Then from there, we came to Legon. This Legon land, our chief is called Le. And the hill of Legon. You ask a nigga, they'll tell you the hill of Le. So that Legon, the whole of that Legon land belongs to my grandfather. Now, it is this festival, this whole migration story that we celebrate in the name of Hubertutu. And in that festival, then we try to reconstruct our history as far as we can trace it back. And then do things to revive the spirit of the nation. Now, every year, the mind becomes dirty after a long period. If you want to do it every day to renew your conscience, lechi, or chochi, chochi. Is it chochi? That's what the name chochi. Chochi means to purify the mind and the soul. So, over a long period of time, every year, that must happen. So the religions, the religious states, they do their own purification. They organize it, and at times 4 weeks, 5 weeks, they are just dancing and musicking. For the secular state, it must be organized also, and that is hidden under the name Hubertutu. It is the yearly purification of the state on the secular stage. So during that Hubertutu, all the things that are done in the religious state, the religious state, the sacred state, cleansing of the land, we call it Dodede. Cleansing of the mind, we call it Apepopulo. And then Mbidodo, reconciliation of the people. These three things must take place before all the other ceremonies follow. So that is actually the meaning of the celebration of Ubotutu. Oh, we have the king, mm-hmm. The Aomafia. The Aomafia is a state in state.
Mm-hmm.
With a whole organization, the Aomafia, we have the Aomafia. It's a quadruvium, that Aomaji, the stool, the Aomaji, the sacred stool. It's a quadruvium, four people sit on that stool. Mm-hmm. We have the Aomafia, who is the central figure. Then we have the Abadada. Abadada is the war marshal,
mm-hmm.
the organizer of the state. Then we have, let's say, the prime minister. Then we have the Yehefia and the Nyehefia. These three together around the king, they form the Eshi. Then surrounding them is the priests of the state, the chief priests of the state. When the Awamafia moves, he moves always like a priest. And he's surrounded, he's followed by all these priests. Then, surrounding again this group is the Council of Elders. We have 15 clans now. And the 15 clans, the priests, the three generals, the Omoshi, they form what you call the legislative. They build the legislative, the lawmakers. So all the organizations that take place in the state, they organize it.
Okay.
They have their appointees who take care. We call them the Janu, the movers of the people. This is the song, the first song you'll hear at the Ubotutu. So the songs I'm singing to you, they contain the knowledge of our people. And there are thousands of them, as I say.
And are also used during the festival?
Yes. You hear part of them in all the festivals.
All the festivals.
Yeah, some, as I say, they will not allow you to sing them because they are secret things. Yeah. Like, they don't allow you to read certain sacred books. Mm. So also,
the
they don't allow you to use some of these songs because they are so sacred. When we meet, all the groups come. If you want to know about the history of our people, you have to go into the shrines.
Mm.
The shrines contain the secret. But if you go, you may not find anything.
Mm.
Until you hear these songs and you can interpret them,
yes.
You will not get anything.
Indeed.
So when they meet at this thing, the various groups, we have thousands of, about, let's count about 60 musical categories.
Mm-hmm.
And the songs they are singing, if you analyze them, you take the text and you analyze them, you get a lot of our knowledge.